Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Education, our theme here to start things off. We're talking with Riley County Superintendent Cliff Williams and Blue Valley Schools Superintendent John Cox. And we're getting really close to the month of March, next week, in fact. And there's a lot of state competitions coming up, including sub-state basketball next week. And I know Blue Valley's involved in that.
Yes, we're fortunate that we get to host our girls' sub-state first game on Thursday. We'll be playing Axtell at 7 o'clock. It's just a reminder for all state activities. There is no pass gate, that there is a fee for entering and must have exact change. They wanted me to push that to make sure that everyone understood that, come with the exact change. I think the cost is $5 to get in. Anything above that will be considered a donation because they don't want to exchange money back and forth. So just keep that in mind. Our boys will travel to Axtell on Friday for their sub-state game. We're looking forward to getting into the postseason and seeing how far we can go. It's been a good season. It's had its ups and downs, but the kids are super excited about making it this far and being able to have the opportunity after last year's season was cut short. So they're excited about that. We just finished our last parent conferences of the year, and it was a really good turnout. The biggest takeaway from our conferences this year was that I think the teachers are looking forward to getting back to the face-to-face type conferences because doing it through Zoom, although it's efficient and it works, it's not the same thing as having that face-to-face interaction with the adults and the parents. So we're looking forward to that. Blue Valley has been fortunate that we are partnering with the National Archery in Schools program, and we're opening and starting an archery club. Myself and two of our community members got trained on how to be the basic archery instructor. And so we're going to start that club up. We've had a huge interest. It will be open for ages fifth grade through high school through 12th grade. And it'll be a program designed not to be in competition with any of our athletics, but to give another alternative for kids who just want to get involved and do competition throughout the state and be qualified for state, national, and regional and national programs. We're looking forward to that because, up in North Riley County, where there's a bunch of hunting and fishing enthusiasts. And so if we can provide opportunities to get kids involved in activities that are fun and safe for them to participate in schools, that also give them a lifelong opportunity, that's what we're going to try to do. So we're really excited about those upcoming things and how we proceed from here.
All right. Cliff, I know you got some state competitors as well.
We do. It's exciting to announce that we had some kids that qualified for All-State Honor Band, which I'd like to recognize Brandon Moots and Brianna Miesner. In the vocal level at mixed choir, we have Max Peterson and Ryan Pierce that will be competing. And in All-State Treble Choir, we have Olivia Headley. So wish them the best of luck and congratulations to making it to state. Two others in the wrestling realm, the 126-pound rate, we have JR, and at 145 pounds, we have Graydon. Both are seniors, so a great way to cap off their long career here and get to go to state this weekend. We wish them the best of luck. And like Blue Valley, next week will be sub-state action for us. We'll be hosting at the girls' level for high school on Monday, and our boys will travel to Santa Fe Trail on Tuesday. They will compete Thursday, Friday, depending, it's one of those you got to win to go on now. So we wish them the best of luck. We too are narrowing things down. Just 11 days, we're going into spring break, which will be March 15th through the 19th. We'd like to thank all our parents. We had tremendous attendance at our parent-teacher conference. Like John said there, we did use the Zoom format. It's never as good as that face-to-face, but it was a good alternative and it worked better for some families. So I look for us to probably have some kind of hybrid like that next year to kind of help families. In the end, our goal is to have that communication. So a lot of things going on, and we're happy to announce as well that we're trying to work towards having a prom. It's a pretty important activity for our kids. And as one parent described to me the other day, she said that, you know, my kid didn't go as a freshman or a sophomore, and last year it was canceled, and she's a senior this year. And so we really want to try hard to have those experiences if we can.
Well, it's good to hear. We've got a caller standing by here with a question or a comment, so let's get to him. Go ahead.
As a Kansas education product, a family wishes to thank you for overextending yourself during this last year with these stresses. It may be that Dr. Farshi talks about in 3 years we may be in the cycle C-19 cycle 11 or 12, but I'm sure that you have equipped yourself with the skills that we didn't know a year ago what we were going to need. But watching the family progress through the Kansas schools and wanting to support you as a Riley County taxpayer, I've just recently received my agricultural appraisals and making sure that both halves of the taxes for the year are paid. Some of us can succeed in brick and mortar, and with that bell curve, some of us languish in the brick and mortar, but have succeeded in the online school. And we sure wanted to represent ourselves with you and all the Kansas educational people that there are both sides to that bell curve. And thank you so much for overextending yourself and the things that we see you do. Thank you.
Well, thank you so very much for reaching out to us, and we sure love to pass those kind words on to all of our students and staff and patrons, because it's sure taken a family team effort here to work through this. And we know that we're going to take a lot of positives out of this and try to get better and serve all of our kids. I would agree with you that we've got kids on all ends of the spectrum, and we're going to try to help them.
All right, I would agree with that.
Well, thank you for the call, Robert. See, we got just a couple minutes left here. Cliff, I know you wanted to touch on some legislative matters here this morning.
Yeah, as everybody knows, we're in the legislative time of year, and just want to reach out and make sure that all of our patrons understand some of the bills that are out there. We've got House Bill 2119, as well as 2068. Both relate to the private school spectrum, about taking public dollars and funneling them down to that level. I would encourage people to understand that we just want to make sure that both entities would be playing by the same rules, would be measured the same. And I think sometimes that's a little cloudy, that that is not fact, at least has not been in the past. And so we feel like public school dollars should go to the public schools. Since we support all students, we accept all students at all times. And so we'd hope people would continue to stay in tune to that. We would encourage legislators to fund the base state aid as well as excess cost for special education. Those two funds help the local boards make those decisions. As John has said, his team is strategically planning for 5 years. That would give him the autonomy, as well as us and all the other school districts, to push those to the needs where our kids are at the current time and in the future. And so we'd encourage them to reach out to the legislators and ask them to support the base state aid and excess costs, and really be aware of any private school scholarship that maybe the rules aren't the same for both parties.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on those bills and see what takes place here. We're out of time, but guys, always appreciate you coming on here. We'll look again to talk to you next month after spring break.
All right. Thank you so much, Brandon.
Thank you, Brandon.
All right. Cliff Williams, John Cox, our guests here today, superintendents of Riley County Blue Valley Schools. Stay tuned. More in Focus continues in just a moment with Christy Ingalls from the Red Cross.